An A-plus Choice by Julianne Tenney Doman, based on a true story. He that doeth good is of God. 3 John chapter 1, verse 11. Brett was getting ready for bed when Dad knocked on his door.
Is everything all right?
Dad asked.
You seemed a little sad at dinner.
Brett plopped down on his bed.
I guess I'm just nervous about all the tests I have at school this week. We didn't have this many in elementary school.
Middle school is a change, isn't it?
Dad asked, sitting down by Brett.
I guess they want to challenge you more.
Brett sighed and fell back on his pillow.
It's definitely a challenge.
Dad smiled.
Just do your best. Mom and I are here for you, and Heavenly Father was always ready to help. Why don't we pray about it?
After the prayer, Dad left and Brett crawled into bed. He felt peaceful. He knew Heavenly Father would help him do his best. A couple weeks later, Brett's little sister, Julie, came into the kitchen with the mail, including two envelopes. Report cards. Brett gulped.
Here's yours,
she said, holding it out to Brett.
Thanks.
Brett took the envelope and stared at it. His heart beat a little faster. Slowly he opened the envelope. He unfolded the paper. Then his heart sank. His grades could have been worse, but they definitely could have been better. He had tried hard and done his best, but he still felt pretty lousy.
I got all A's,
Julie told Mom and Dad, waving her report card.
I'll be on the honor roll.
Brett felt like crying. He knew he wouldn't be on the honor roll.
Way to go!
Mom gave Julie a high five. Julie turned to Brett, hand up. Brett tried to smile.
Good job, Julie. That's awesome,
he said, giving her a high five.
Thanks,
said Julie. She grabbed her backpack and ran upstairs.
How about you, Brett? How are your grades?
Brett handed over the report card without looking up. Dad was quiet for a second as he and Mom looked at it.
Not what you were hoping for, huh?
Dad said. Brett shook his head.
That's okay,
Mom said, putting her arm around his shoulders and giving him a squeeze.
We know how hard you worked, and there's always next time. Middle school is harder, but you'll get the hang of it.
But Julie gets A's every time,
Brett blurted out.
Well, it's not a competition. Plus, school grades aren't the most important grades in life.
What do you mean?
Dad smiled.
You said good job to Julie and gave her a high five, even when you were feeling sad about your own grades. I think that was an A-plus choice.
Brett smiled. He couldn't always control his grades, but he could control how hard he tried and how he treated his sister. He'd keep working on his grades and he'd keep making good choices. He wanted to be an A-plus kid. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. Blessings will come, not so much because of your abilities, but because of your choices. Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.
End of the story, an A-plus choice. Read by Rena Nelson, Dave Shaw, Noah Strongen, Shannon Nelson, Kristen Hawkins, and Shauna Thompson.